on your butt knocking others while rolling a fat cigarette and waiting for the next handout. And in the words of Theodore Roosevelt, the famous American president, yibbity yibbida, here we go.
Keep the faith. Good morning, everybody. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M with myself, Tony Martin.
Bewildered.
Pushing those buttons, Richard Marsland.
Grubby.
And, of course, Ed Cavalli.
Hungry.
Oh, finally got it right.
Excellent. Richard's grubby. Doesn't that make me Dee Dee?
I think they're on another station.
Ah, whoops.
Yeah. It's Get This. It's our last show for 2 weeks. It's our ill-deserved mid-year break.
Yeah, it? Very ill-deserved.
And, you know, I say I got something right just then. Where's the kudos? Where's the love?
Where's the props?
For me being the first, maybe only person in the world.
We're going to have to check the tapes of Richard Reed's Hollywood Reports with Richard Wilkins in the morning on today to confirm this.
Predicted that Paris Hilton would last 3 days in prison. Not 2 days.
Not 2 days.
Not 4 days.
Not 4 days.
Not 17 days. 23 or 48.
Not 20 to life.
3 days exactly. This is a sketch that went to air at this time on the 30th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Have a listen.
2005.
Check it out.
It's only 2009, yet somehow starlet Lindsay Lohan is celebrating her 48th birthday as the relentless partying continues to take its toll. Here she is, turning up as a glamorous premiere of the new motion picture based on Paris Hilton's harrowing 3-day prison term for horse gang redemption.
How's that 3 days?
Jeez, what else is in that sketch that could go through?
You were going to be replacing Rowe.
Oh, well, there you go.
You show called Marsland Live.
Time will tell.
Mm-hmm. Prime Minister Galen. Prime Minister Galen elected following the successful introduction of SMS voting in late 2007. Do you think everything in that sketch is going to come true?
Hopefully.
Wow.
Yeah, what a world we live in.
I should have put some good stuff in there.
This is stuff for us.
You would have wanted me to refer to Isabel Lucas, co-host for an entire month.
Yeah, well, we were discussing off air this morning that she's in it. There are pictures of her in a magazine.
Yeah.
To Richard's chagrin.
Yeah.
Much to our producer, Nikki's disgust.
It can be two things.
Yeah.
Much to Richard's chagrin, and I quote, she didn't even take her shirt off.
They're too tasteful.
They're too tasteful for Mars.
And you said, what is she doing? I said, she's not doing anything now. To which you reply,
co-host for a month.
She could come in every day then.
I'm just trying to help her. Just trying to help
her. So nice to say.
Listen here. The reason for Paris Hilton being...
What was the excuse?
It was a medical reason? So it was some sort
medical
of...
Medical reasons.
Rash?
I think she's suffering extreme wealth. And she had to get out of there.
There's so much more stuff you can suffer from when you're really rich.
It's so true.
Funny some of those other prisoners were just a bit wealthier.
Not trying hard enough.
You can't contract it. What about the conspiracy socialite, you know, who's in the papers every day at the moment?
Is this the lady from Sydney?
Yeah, should be saying the word alleged every second word.
Okay, alleged.
But I noticed that her mum's flown out here and has told the court her daughter suffers from recurring anorexia and then had psychiatric treatment. See, that's the gear you need to pull when you're in that strata.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
You know, I'm sure, you know, the pants down dentist or the cardboard Mark Bandit from Adelaide. I'm sure they haven't got teams of lawyers busting out the anorexia card while they're in there.
Tony Mockbell, would he be playing a bit of that?
He's got all the cards.
Yeah, Fat Tony, that's not good for the,
no,
the anorexia card.
What were you saying this morning?
Well, the reports are
that
they found him. He's got 3 mobile phones.
Yes.
Fair enough. He's got a beautiful hairpiece.
Sure.
Yeah. But then Rich, you were saying he's also been found with,
well... Yeah, that's right. Well, I read on Wikipedia yesterday.
Here we go.
And I am trying to cross-check this with an actual source.
With your police, your Greek police sources.
To see if this is true, so I'll just say alleged.
Yeah.
That apparently some cocaine, like sachets of cocaine up his rectum.
Really?
That's what I read on Wikipedia. But you know, last week I had cocaine up my rectum on Wikipedia.
That's true.
And they got it wrong. It was heroin, and you were selling it. So
would that... He's in a, you know, classy restaurant
on
the seashore, but that's just in case some clients come by.
I think
I've got some of the merch.
Yeah,
hang on a second.
I don't want it now.
Okay.
I think that's just, you know, you daily sort of check of all of the things that you have. Like when I leave the house, grey jumper,
yeah.
check.
Hat that I wear every day. Check.
Yep.
Shorts in winter. Check.
800 sandwiches.
Check. Look, Bill. Clothes. Three. Got them. Beautiful hairpiece. Good. Something missing. I don't feel full.
Ah, oh, there it is.
Up you go. Now I'm ready. Now I'm runway ready.
Oh, sound the Antonius if you could. That case is not over yet.
The 12 rounds.
I might just go back to Paris Hilton country. I know we were supposed to be you or Paris in jail. Joe.
Non-connection.
Free connection, but technically she's out of jail now. Mm. But this is a letter in the Herald Sun in Melbourne today. Paris Hilton is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm good at judging people by their face. She's a fun-loving, kind and genuine person. That's from Joy Buttress of Dramana.
I don't know.
Joy Buttress.
Which of the videos has she watched?
I don't know. Do you think that's Joy Buttress or Joy Buttress? Oh, she's a real Joy Buttress, her. Can't have any fun. In comes the Joy Buttress.
It's like whenever I see someone whose first name is Dick on TV,
if it's Dick Bender, I always think of it as Dick Bender.
Yeah, of course you do.
Always put the emphasis on the Dick.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Every ending of
like Dick Wolf.
Yeah, Dick Wolf.
It's like Dick Wolf.
That guy's a Dick Wolf. He's a wolf with a dick.
That's in fact.
Every, doesn't matter how serious the ending of a Law and Order is, as soon as they go to the Dick Wolf, I'm laughing. Hey, what about the Dalai Lama? He's in town.
Mm.
How's that going? Is the tour going all right?
Well, I'm not sure. They're still struggling to sell tickets, but it does answer the philosophical question.
Oh, it's our last show for 2 weeks. Standing down the window.
What is the sound of one pair of hands clapping?
Have they gone with your idea of a t-shirt gun on stage?
That's great.
Great idea.
That would have turned things around for it.
Mm.
Just a robe wrapped up inside rubber bands, but at the waist, like this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Have we got that clip from last night's news? Listen to the satisfied customers at the Dalai Lama's gig.
The 72-year-old passionately sharing centuries-old wisdom as fresh faces watched on. Some followers coming from a world away to participate in the tour.
It's a very fantastic opportunity for all of us, especially here in Australia.
It was bloody awesome.
Mm.
Sensational, mate. Absolutely rock. Best show I've seen all year.
Triple M, thanks for bringing us to town.
Anything we can do. All right, let's get this show underway.
My Dalai Lama phone game looks great, so thanks for picking that up for me, Rich.
Get the Dalai Lama. Will Arnett is coming.
Oh, here. Yeah.
And that chair right there in the next hour. Oh, get this. Oh, you should probably just go home then. Don't bother serving the rest of your sentence. It's good Charlotte here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. We're mentioning Tony Mockbell. Somebody, I don't know if it's authentic, but somebody has put the Mockbell wig on eBay.
Mm-mm.
It's not for real?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. It's a good lookalike, though.
Well, it's clearly just a cat that they've got to sit on a table. Written wig underneath. It might be a real thing.
What's it going for?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's got any bids just yet. But wouldn't it be quite disappointing if it got more than the Capril T-shirt?
Sure, yeah. Where did the Capril T-shirt end at, Nikki?
I don't like that.
Why?
Because now we're in the kind of Subi sort of,
pseudo,
I think
echelons of
fashion.
Of fashion.
Yeah, we've turned into Karl Lagerfeld.
No, not the corpse animated by hidden wires.
Yeah.
That's what I'm calling it.
Capril T-shirts are now high fashion. Nikki said that two more people have put them up. Don't stop putting them up on eBay. Or if they're up on eBay, don't bid for them.
Yeah.
You know, or actually, you know what's okay? Barter.
Mm.
You know, some buttons.
There are a jar of buttons. There is no way that Karl Lagerfeld is alive.
No.
Have you ever seen him?
No. Oh, well, I've seen him every now and again with him sort of... He looks like that the suit is a jar and then they pour him in with liquid.
It's Weekend at Bernie's.
Frosting on top of his head.
I'm telling you, it is Weekend at Bernie's. You know, Tony Mockbell should be grateful that he wasn't hiding out in the Sudan.
Oh, dear.
The law over there is pretty severe. Now, a bloke in Brisbane has got off those charges. All very serious.
Very serious.
Not here to make fun of that. There was just one aspect of Sudanese law I didn't know about. Listen to this.
46-year-old George Forbes has had his death sentence quashed. He'd been accused of murdering a Ukrainian man found hanged despite an autopsy which concluded it was suicide. Under Sudanese law, those convicted of murder die the same way as their victims.
Yeah, doesn't that get you thinking if you're a murderer?
Okay.
You die the same way. I mean, isn't that incentive to, if you are going to murder somebody, to maybe lock them in a piano, push them off a cliff, have it bounce off a trampoline into, I don't know, the cleavage of crystal from Zoo Magazine. Something creative so that when they do the execution of you,
They've got a rich
state.
I mean, that's technically what you have to do then.
Yeah. Trying to think, what could you do? What about this? So, let's say, I don't know, what's happening in the Sudan? Ocean's 13, is that coming out?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, there's the premiere.
Okay.
No one big would be going. They wouldn't be able to get Clooney or Brad Pitt. They'd probably get Casey Affleck.
Oh, he's out.
He's driving up to the premiere because they wouldn't have a driver in the Sudan. He'd have to drive himself.
Yeah.
You're going to murder somebody.
Yep.
You're in the queue of the white car, but you just push them out in front of the car. Bang, dead. Cut to the trial. Casey Affleck has to fly back out. Got to restage it again.
So you get two Casey Affleck visits for the price of one.
I don't know. Obviously, I'm out on a limb here. Mm. It's our last show for 2 weeks.
You know what else there is?
Just think about it.
It's a good gig for a director. Mm. You know, you could be the guy, Rick Burt style. He does a lot of Olympic opening ceremonies. Yep. You could be the man that stages
murders.
Yeah, the elaborate revenge murders in Sudan.
That's a good directing gig.
It's a very good gig.
Wow. You did that one.
Yeah.
You did the Casey Affleck.
Oh, that was wonderful. No. Yeah, though. No, I thought it was going to be a Casey Affleck impersonator, but you really got him.
We certainly don't condone murder here at GearVest.
No.
But if you are in the Sudan, and you are murdering somebody, think about it. Charge for some good gags.
Get creative.
Okay. That's pretty disturbing. I'm sorry to lower the tone like that. We've had so many people emailing this week, newer listeners to Get This. We're just coming on board now.
Oh, we're confused.
We try and explain things as we go.
Poor thing.
A lot of people saying, why is it whenever someone cops it in the Ghoulies on your show, someone yells out, "Oh, me plums!" in a dodgy English accent? Well, that's been going on for years.
Yeah.
It's an old British sitcom called All Me Plums. A lot of people don't remember it. Yeah. So to prove that I'm not making it up, I've dragged this out of the archives. This is actually a track from our limited edition album, Illegal Download.
Mm.
Is that showing up on eBay?
No, people actually want that.
There's only 1,000 of those stamped.
Yeah.
For those confused about All Me Plums, here's an early episode.
Next week on Get This is the best and classic UK comedy with a brand new encore screening of never-before-seen footage by request of All Me Plums.
I beg your pardon, Lady Felsingham. You were about to sit down on that inordinately protuberant and unthinkingly placed seatless bicycle.
I'm not falling for any seatless bicycle nonsense this time round, madam. I'm far too battle-scarred and preoccupied with plum safety since the last series.
Oh, well, let me pour you a nice golden hot tea.
That's all right. This time my plums are safely cradled by this asbestos plum hammock, which not only protects them from scalding beverage mishaps, but maintains them at optimum plum temperature at all times.
Oh, is this the heat control here?
Downstairs, they've all gone crazy at Swollen Manor in all new. All Me Plums. This week's episode, Something Wicked. This way, Plums.
All Me Plums, say one take, one market.
Go, Me Plums!
Look here, Mr. Pulkin Twat. There's no way in Hades I'm going to accept a consignment of 100 hastily assembled shooting sticks sight unseen. Gentlemen who attend my grouse blasting festival want to know their plums are planted on something comfortable and thoughtfully constructed.
There's no wrong with these shooting sticks. Look, I'll demonstrate.
Look. Oh, hang on. What does this switch do? Convenient thermal spots into view.
Oh, that's handy. Could you pour me a scalding hot cup of tea?
No, I can't. It's a demonstration model.
No, that's a pity.
Well, anyway, it seems all in order, so I'll show you where to stack them. Just step over this totally wound wire fence if you could.
Just as well I was across there.
Aye, but you want to watch out for that badly placed seesaw.
Must be by centimetres.
And that descending sandbag.
That was a close one. Well done.
Thank you very much. Champagne.
No.
Yes, it's a plum dinger of an episode next week on All Me Plums.
Lady Faffington, your sex change has been a remarkable success.
Thank you very much.
I trust you know Lord Waftingham, the famously cat-handed crossbow champion.
Pleased to meet you.
It's All Me Plums!
Join us as we plumb the heights of comedy and comedy.
coming soon. Brand new UK classic like nothing you've seen before. Dolby's All Be Sad Dolby's.
Mental as anything. We're brought to you by, I think you'll find, the Nissan Navara. What a 4x4 with its huge pulling power. They're sticking with us. I'm glad to see the Navara on board, despite Richard Marsland's inability to bust out a Ringo Starr impression.
Yeah, that's
an old one. I would have left that embarrassment. People are calling in about that. Dave.
Robbie Williams is really good, though.
Yes. See Robbie Williams.
I'm trying to think of something he would say.
I've got heaps of chicks.
I've got heaps of checks.
Perfect.
Not bad.
All right. But look at this. Tony Mockbell has apparently done the best Ringo Starr Dave has ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Circus Sergeant Peppers, he says.
Not bad.
Here's some news. Listen to this. A Slovenian man has survived a fall from the 12th floor of a block of flats when he landed on something called a smart car 120 feet below.
Right.
What is a smart car?
Yeah, trampoline with some wheels.
It's a car that breaks your fall.
Very nice. How do you think the Navara would go if put to that test? We actually tried it out in the car park yesterday. That's right. Don't pretend you don't know, Richard Martha.
Sorry.
What we did is we tried pushing John Howard from a 12-storey building onto the roof of the Nissan Navara.
The Labor Party says...
Completely unharmed. The Navara was. Oh, there was a bit of a scuffle. As we...
According to
the back of the Navara,
an analysis of all of the exports of the OECD,
then what we did is we shrunk him in the Navara down to the size of an ant. Shrunk him right down.
$41 million of new levy.
Much smaller. Then we got Richard, who was also shrunk down, which helped with his right handing to actually get behind the wheel on a microscopic Navara to see how good it is on the rough terrain. He hasn't lived up to the brochure. He drove the microscopic Navara across the rough surface of the face of Edward James Olmos, the boss of Miami Vice, with the outhand of that terrain.
A great day, though.
Absolutely. Got the control panel.
Almost was a good sport.
He was. All right. What other 4x4 is so wrapped out to that size?
You know what I think I just became? I think I just became a person who's never heard this show before.
Yeah.
I was outside when you guys were rehearsing that.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
You're confused.
Yeah.
Try sitting here.
Last show for 2 weeks.
What time was that time when you came up with that?
3 a.m.
Yeah. Trying to think of a new way to sponsor the,
Listen, I'm for it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not knocking it. I'm behind it.
Trying to think of an actor with craggy faces.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
That's right.
Did you get a call late last night, Richard?
No, I did. I went to I went to see a friend perform some stand-up, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, his notepad back of the room, stealing the best gear.
No, I did a bit of that, obviously. Yeah. The sound of one pair of hands clapping, that was from last night. Thank you to whoever it was who did that on stage, because really, you got me out of a tight spot. But I went to see a friend perform some stand-up, and, you know, the rules, you got to turn your phone off.
Yeah.
And got out of the stand-up gig, turned my phone back on.
Oh, right.
And there was a lovely message from Ed. Just, g'day, mate. Just wondering if you can run a tape on Ralph TV.
Oh, you don't have the tape of the message?
Oh. No, I don't, actually. On 11:15, if you could run a VCR across that.
Yeah,
no, I did. And we watched a bit of it this morning.
Yeah, we did.
It's for the people who might find Ralph Magazine tough going.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to read it.
You need the ease of a TV show to get your spank bank pull.
What do you think of it, though, Ed?
The spank bank? Man, alive. How many accounts have you got? You've overdrawn at the booty bank and Zoo Magazine. So what's come of this?
Well, look, I've only watched a few minutes, to be honest.
Yeah.
I saw them explaining how to play lawn bowls, and it was just so fruity. It was just all ball gags. I felt quite ill.
Unlike this show, they just played 3 minutes of All Be Plum. Okay, so what's happened? You've got FHM out and you've decided Isabel Lucas is
greatest co-host
for a month.
Yeah.
And what you're looking for maybe another month's worth or for LTV?
Richard's panelling isn't up to scratch.
We're going to get Isabel in.
Seeing the girls work in Ralph TV last night.
Okay, yeah.
The way they handled that lawn bowling, I reckon panelling's not far away for them.
Well, would you suggest that I touch my toes more? Or do I need to arch my back a little bit?
You've just got to reach for a high shelf.
Yeah, okay.
Our producer Nikki Hamilton is leaving the room. Can you blame her?
Would it kill you to wear a lower neck top? would it kill you?
What are we going to do?
Do your hair once in a while?
Jeez. Have you got plans for the break here?
What?
No, you haven't thought. You've been so distracted by the mortgage that you haven't worked out any holiday plans. No. That's where the listeners come in. That's next.
These are, in my opinion, no value people.
Triple M around the nation. It's my birthday on Sunday.
Yay.
It's gone out. Look at this cake they brought in for me. Hamilton, our producer, has given me, look at this, the Mousetrap keychain. It's a keychain with a miniature version, as though shrunken in that earlier sketch.
Oh, yeah.
Miniature version of the game Mousetrap.
How do they get the guy that jumps into the
diving board?
Yeah. Well,
it's a very small trajectory, but he does do it. It's like a ball bearing goes down the rickety stairs. Oh. But it's amazing. It actually works. Age is eight and up. That's me. Okay. Wow. Well, thanks. This is great, guys.
Did you get what I got you?
What did you?
Season tickets.
For the football.
Don't seem to have those.
Oh, that's right. I put them in the incinerator. June the 10th, I think I share a birthday with Prince Philip. Just for a day, I'll be, you know,
also, I've
seen all in races.
Also, I think Kyle Sandell is as well, actually.
Thanks for bringing my birthday down, Reg. Talk about a wet blanket.
Are you serious?
I think maybe I could. I think so.
There'll be a parade when his birthday is, so wait for that. Tack on the end of it. Now, what about my party? I mean, Ed, I haven't got your RSVP. You can come along.
Well, Tone, let me answer that with the synthesizer I've brought.
Yeah.
My voice and the help of some drums a little bit later.
Is it okay if I don't make it?
Oh. Why not? We've got the miniature mouse, right?
Is it okay if I don't come around?
I'm no longer having Steven Seagal's Thunderbox playing.
That is fading and the sun's gone down.
Well, we're not going outside anyway, so I'm quite better for it.
Bring it all back, bring it all back, bring it all back.
You're listening to ABCFM. No, it's Triple M. Thank you, Jess. Bring it on back here and get this. It is, in fact, Kyle Sandilands' birthday on Sunday.
There you go. You share one with him.
I share a birthday with Kyle Sandilands.
You go to his party.
Robbie Williams will be there.
Really?
None of his other showbiz mates.
At the McMansion.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the most interesting part of this, though, how could you have overlooked it, Ed? How does Richard know when Kyle Sandilands' birthday is?
You know what it was? I was looking through some papers that it said upcoming birthday.
Some photographs.
And then on Sunday.
Right.
There we go.
Wow.
Maybe he'll get a little call too.
Plus, I have a reminder in my phone.
G'day, Kyle. G'day, Kyle. It's Richard. Yeah, look. No, yeah, I'm working in Melbourne at the moment, but I would move back to Sydney if there was a job going. Anyway.
Keeping his options open in case we get the ask. Because we are taking 2 weeks off. Always a dangerous move at radio.
Which just shows up at Kyle's party with a blonde wig. I mean, Jackie O, guess you match this.
All right. That's a disturbing image. That's the room of birthday.
Oh.
No, but hey, here's what I'll be doing. Making podcasts. It's going up today. Podcast
number 93.
Oh, what's in there? A bit of Robin Butler, some internet scams, Ed Cavalier's parade of Australian film merch. Mm-hmm. And remember when Scott Edgar popped in to play Nerds in Denial?
Yes.
It's all up there. Our third 40-minute podcast of the week. And because, you know, we're off for 2 weeks, you know what they get like, the listeners.
Don't.
Especially the ones in London.
Yep.
One's in Rio.
Oh, yeah.
One's in Osaka.
Oh, they're pushing.
Well, I'm going to stay behind today and try and do podcast 94.
Good on you, Tony.
Give them something else. Well,
is that all? Is that the only one you're going to do?
Well,
I mean, you've got 2 weeks off.
There's 94 and 93.
Yeah.
Let's not forget the archives because...
I'm happy with podcast 97.
Uh-oh. I'd laugh till I nearly threw up.
Saw the details run away.
There's nothing for snacks or fans. There's no bull babe plums.
There's no sign of what animal would you steal from the zoo, the zoo, the zoo.
But I'm hoping for Cecil Chopp
and Andrea Powell and Peter Rosethorn as well.
Of course there is. It's all there. So much at triplem.com.au/getthis, or go to iTunes and muck around in their pool.
Mm.
Is it time to climb Talkback Mountain? Requested that on your MySpace. David Bowie's addictive, aren't they?
Yours is quite good.
Yeah, well, but there's three different Bowie voices you have to, because you've got to get that.
There's nothing for snuffer.
You got to get that one.
No one.
And then there's the, there's no orbe. You got to get that one. Okay. And then you got to go back for, there's no sign of one hand. So you got to combine the three. And he'll often just change gear in the middle of a line. It's true. How's that Ringo, Rich?
That's a very, very good Bowie.
Yeah, it's dodgy.
Ringo is still coming along.
Give me anyone. Give me anyone.
Well, that was my Ringo.
Oh, right. Off the top of your head, just anybody. Give us Joe from Arrested Development.
Michael, it's time for you to shape up or ship up.
We'll find
Popeye.
We'll find out if that's accurate because the man himself, Will Arnett, is coming up in the lift, hopefully, right now.
Oh, goodness.
Sorry, just leave a gap. I need to cut this bit out in Adelaide.
Oh, well, bad luck.
People in Adelaide. They don't want to meet Will Arnett. Wouldn't they want to meet Will Arnett?
Yeah, that's up there, guys.
What are we going to do on our break, guys? What are we going to do?
I'm going to get a hobby, I think.
A hobby?
Yeah, because when my family calls and ask me to go to Sydney, I say, I can't, I'm too busy.
Oh, this is an excuse, basically.
And they're starting to ask questions. Well, what are you busy with for the show? That finishes at, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What do you do for the rest of the day? Oh, I watch The Wire. Okay, well, you've seen all of those. So what else do you do? Oh, a house hunt. You've been house hunting for 3 years straight, Edward. These are not reasons not to come up.
So what's the hobby going to be?
I think like turning my phone off, going for long walks.
It's not very important.
I need something local.
Richard, what are you doing on your break?
Yeah, I might be catching up with family as well. Because my mum left me one of those weird phone messages.
No, sorry, Richard has a normal family.
Oh, right. No, I talk to my family.
Yeah, they actually get on.
It's fantastic. I've got sisters that I like.
I've got sisters I like.
I've got one that I like.
Yeah.
And three that I haven't met.
Yeah. But my mum left me one of those weird phone messages on my... My mum doesn't know how to leave a message on a phone. Like, she'll ring up and she goes, Richard, give me a call. There's something I need to talk to you about. And if you get home and you play that on your answering machine, you automatically go... Oh, my God, what's going on? You sound so heavy. And then you call up and she just says something like, have you got your sister a birthday present yet?
Mm.
It's just something like...
You know that one in six Snickers bars wins at the moment, Richard.
You know what I mean? Like, if you leave that message, it sounds like there's urgent news that something's gone wrong, that something is scary and something, bad is happening at home. But, of course, nothing at all.
No.
My mother-in-law used to leave messages on our answering machine like the answering machine was a person, like it was our butler to be. Could you tell Tony... She'd like to talk to the machine as a person.
That's cute.
Oh, she was great. No mother-in-law jokes, sadly.
No.
You'd think.
No.
You'd get some.
Yeah, you would.
Nothing.
That's what the people want.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm not going to be slacking off. I'm going to be learning to speak English again. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Nice.
No, DVD Bus Nerds Ahoy. Finally, as you know, 14 years I've been trying to get Barjath and the Olden Days out on DVD. No interest from the ABC.
No interest.
Suddenly, and this was the key to it, somebody put it up on YouTube where you can enjoy it all for free, and suddenly they want to put it out.
Ah.
And there's a mad rush to get it out for Father's Day.
So what are you doing?
I'm spending 2 weeks going through what I call the bottom of the barrel, trying to find Easter eggs and bizarre stuff to pack on the DVD. Because, you know, the Late Show fans can't just do a vanilla.
No.
It's got to be bells. and whistles.
Absolutely.
So that's what I'll be doing. And I'm working on another secret DVD project with one, I can't mention him, he's on a rival station, but
really?
He's got the word McAuliffe in his name.
Okay, could be anyone.
All details.
Sandland?
When we get back. Yeah, we'll be doing something. We'll be doing something. I'm afraid to say anything about him because apparently he get a really nasty email.
Oh, right, fair enough.
Mind you, I've never enabled my email the whole time I've been here, so there's probably heaps of them banking up.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, this is pathetic.
Richard's going to see his family, ill-advised.
Yeah.
You're working on DVDs.
Yeah.
I'll be, you know, staging productions of Neighbours as plays.
Getting a hobby.
Getting a hobby.
We need better ideas for this. What should we do on our ill-deserved two-week break? Give us a call with your suggestion. 1-3-3-5-3. That'll be our cast here at Get This on Triple M.
We're talking about what we're going to do in our ill-deserved break.
That's right.
I'm going to get pregnant. Because look, there's Nikki. Nikki Hutchinson is eating far more than I am.
Oh, yeah.
And she was just eating a piece of your birthday cake. And the single-minded determination with which she was attacking that piece of cake,
yeah,
was sight to be behold. And when the cake was finished, I thought, well, that cake is finished. Nikki could probably put that down. Oh, not Hamilton. No.
Straight onto another court.
No, she's gone. She's licked her finger and picked up crumbs.
Oh, man. So what are you going to do?
Get a kid at the end of it.
You're going
to be like to get pregnant.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in that film. Where's
Junior?
Yeah.
Danny DeVito is a qualified physician, isn't he?
I love it. The whole Ed Cavalli, Nikki Hamilton side of the desk is like, you know the end of Asterix comics where there'll be that huge banquet with a boar and an apple in its mouth? How short is over there?
But how shiny were those boars? How delicious did they look?
Hey, we've got listeners on.
Sorry.
Who's got one?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
How you going, fellas?
Excellent. Your suggestion? Oh, Dan, what should we do in our break, mate?
Sorry, mate. Not worth it. why don't you guys actually try going outside and kicking a footy or playing some tennis or something like that?
Is there a sport that would be more suited to us, do you think? I mean, table tennis is indoors. You can do that indoors.
I suppose you can take the table tennis outdoors.
Yeah. I've done that. Yeah, that works.
What about the Wii? What about we get a Wii? A Nintendo Wii?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about
sport.
What about you, Dan? Do you play some sport, mate?
Yeah, I play soccer 3 times a week.
3 times a week?
Yeah.
How many DVDs did that leave you time for?
A couple when I'm hungover.
All right, there you go.
Okay, before you go, guys, I rang up a couple of weeks ago and got a can of that Indian Snatcher stuff.
Oh, yeah, delicious.
How was it?
Oh, no, I put them in the cupboard. 2 days later, they were gone. Ed Cavalli, have you been up to Brisbane at all and raided my pantry?
Listen, Dan, I can neither confirm nor deny that.
No, those hands are self-snatching. That's what it says on the label.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, try some sport. Is poker a sport?
No, you know.
It's extreme. Who's got an idea?
I think we're doing the whitewater raft. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Morning, Ed. Morning, guys. I just got a DVD box set called Not Just the Best of Larry Sanders.
Dan Robbins was writing about the show. It's the Larry Sanders Show, which I think is only ever the first series has come out. So what is on this one?
Well, you get 3 episodes, and, you know, you've got George Bluth Jr. coming on. It's got George Bluth Sr. in his
Yes, of course. Jeffrey Campbell.
The gold in it is the extras. I mean, Gary Shandling goes around to his mate's place, like Tom Petty, and sits in the studio for 20 minutes and just talks, and it's just gold to watch. There's an episode, or there's a 20-minute interview with him and Jerry Seinfeld just sitting on a park bench with just neurotic, narcissistic, self-deprecating Jewish humour. It's just absolute classic.
Well, pretty good. The Larry Sanders Show never got a fair trot on Australian TV.
What does?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It takes two.
Day to day.
He hasn't been married.
Look, he's starting to list them. He's trying to fire me up. But that's, I'm sure you can get that via Amazon. Not just the best of the Larry Sanders Show. Apparently great. What else we got? Suggestion-wise.
Thanks, Tim. G'day, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you guys?
Excellent, mate. What should we do in our break?
Okay, what you should do is when you leave, you got your passport in your pocket, you book yourself a ticket to wherever. Mm-hmm. When you get to that destination, you can either choose to stay at the destination. Now, don't forget, guys, you've got all your inboard videos of your fly Emirates. You've got unlimited alcohol. They are the best. You get waited on. You walk there. You don't have to get out of your seat.
Yeah, good.
Right, but if you've got to go to the toilet, you can get out of your seat, but there's ways around that.
And what's our ultimate? Where are we going?
Well, you can go anywhere. The Greek islands would be nice.
Where are you going?
And Just look at the scenery. Now, you've got every single woman from all over the world that habitates in that area. And that's the other way. There's plenty of men too.
Okay.
But it gets better if you don't want to stay there. Airport hop. Oh, do you travel the world on airport?
Yeah, it sounds like an exhausting schedule.
Yeah.
You don't move. You get pushed around in a wheelchair. You fake you got a bung leg.
I noticed, Michael, you're calling us from Safety Beach. So you sit there all day just planning your holiday. Is that right?
Oh, no, I'm getting rid of my wife and daughter. They're going to New Zealand tomorrow.
No.
So I have my holiday sitting at home, and I basically am going to put my feet up, and I'm just going to have it ooh-la-la.
An ooh-la-la. Well,
that's like a solitary ooh-la-la.
Sport, DVDs, or ooh-la-la. We've got time for one more suggestion.
What about Josh?
Hey, Josh, how are you?
How are we, fellas?
Excellent, mate. What should we do in our break?
Well, this one's for you, Ed. I'm thinking that, like many, I'm disenchanted with KFC's decision to get rid of the Tower Burger.
Yeah, I know.
I'm thinking, mate, maybe you should lead a nationwide protest, people blockading the streets, demanding that KFC bring back the Tower. I was going to say, you could have a special appearance by Gus and Dave as well there, perhaps.
Well, everybody loves them.
Yeah, okay, that's going to turn into the Mardi Gras. But at that rate, all right, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Bringing back the Tower Burger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, all these people who are upset at the loss of the Tower Burger, they can just take a hash brown with them to KFC and insert it themselves.
Oh, this is more to the Tower than that.
Sorry.
It's time to say goodbye to our Adelaide listeners.
Bye-bye. Adelaide.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. As for the rest of you, please don't go anywhere because...
Is he outside already?
Yes, yes, yes. Finally, Will Arnett join
us. Oh, come.
Have you been dragged along to the Hillsville Sanctuary or somewhere where they have koalas and been made to say how much you love us?
I boxed a kangaroo this morning. I pried a baby out of the mouth of a dingo.
That's nice.
It's been exciting.
We have had so many requests to get you in on the show. Like when we started the show a year ago, we said, like, who were the top five people that they wanted us to get in as co-hosts?
They wanted us to be here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Simon Rowe.
Steve Seagal.
Yeah.
The band. They wanted with four.
Thunderbox.
Who else? It was pretty much just the guy who plays Job off the rest of the
show. Yeah, there it
is. And what other... Did we know you from voiceovers as well? Do we recognize that voice?
I don't know if you recognize me from... I don't do any products down here, but I do in the States.
Yeah.
I do the GMC trucks.
Oh, wow.
We are professional grade.
That's good for the Navarro, right?
In the collective sense, aren't we all GMC?
Do you refer to increased pulling power?
Yeah, I do. I do in torque and Allison transmission.
Oh, wow. Any rack and pinion? You get any of that out?
No, you don't. They don't have any rack and pinion. But I love the 70s. I know what you're talking about. I love that era.
Will, are there any questions? Because we've got you for a whole hour.
Yeah.
We're going to get through everything. Blades of Glory, Arrested Development. Is there anything you want us to cross off the list, things you don't want to talk about?
Obviously, the dark years. I don't want to go into that. And, you know, we needed the money. And it doesn't make me gay.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a job.
Yeah. That's enough about selling babies on the internet. That was on the Wikipedia.
You sell one baby, and all of a sudden you're a slave trafficker. You know what I mean? And I didn't even... The profit margin's not that huge.
Yeah.
You got to pay for the transport and all that stuff, smuggling and flying and stuff. I worked the mule for many years.
Yeah, we heard that.
And
there's so much on your page. Your birthday is wrong, you're telling us.
Yes, my birthday is wrong by one day.
Well, that's a mischief change, isn't it? Hey, what you do? You lose it by one day. That'll get in, my goodness.
Yeah, they burned me.
I think the Jazz Blue player is running out of
craft. He's good, though.
Let's give him a break. Have some music. We'll be back with Will Arnett from Blades of Glory next. I'll get this. Who said that? It was Will Arnett. Thank you.
people aren't as stupid as the TV programmers make them out to be. Arrested Development was shown close to midnight. Suddenly,
a sexy new time of midnight.
I don't know what they told you. If they told you it was on, like, prime time.
I've heard of that, yeah. I think it's brilliant. You know, it's a brilliant move. A lot of people are watching, and nobody's falling asleep at that time.
No, they're waiting for those, you know, sex phone calls.
It's always great when people say, I love your show. I went to sleep every night watching it. Did you? It's a comedy. You're supposed to be watching it, not sleeping during it.
The public got behind it on DVD, and you can now buy it at the supermarket. That's when you've broken through.
Can you really?
In the eight items or less.
Thanks to the Kate Nashley titles. Bang.
That's fantastic. They move a lot of product, those girls.
Yeah.
They used to live in my building.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I only saw them once. I don't think they actually moved in. I think they, I don't know, they just hung around the lobby.
Yeah. There was a time when
they were squatting. Is that what you're saying?
Were they squatting?
I don't know if there was, I mean, they were in squat position, you know, but.
But I remember there was a time when they were fresh-faced youngsters and then suddenly overnight skagged out badges.
Yeah.
That's what they look like now. Something going on upstairs.
Oh, you said badges, right?
That's a sort of
that's
badge.
A B, not a B.
Yeah. Not at this time period, is it?
Good.
But have you been surprised that people are into Arrested Development down here? Has anyone come up to you in the street and demanded a Michael?
No, I have not here. I do get requests from Michael in New York, often like on the subway. You know, somebody will just come into your face and say, hey, Michael.
Yes, okay.
Take my wallet. everybody's been very nice here, and I've been quite surprised at the fan reaction. I was not aware that the show had been so popular here, or is popular now, because we finished making that show a year and a half ago.
And what was the story? I mean, every series seemed to be a bit shorter than the one before.
Mm-hmm.
Touchy subject?
Yeah. No, I just don't know.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
It's such a disappointment when you get the DVD and you're going, what, 13 now? Oh, no. 22?
Yeah, you know, it was one of those things that we kept getting. We were always on the verge of being canceled. Mm. And it was always about politics of the network and who owns this radio station? What corporation?
It's not Rupert Murdoch.
Okay, that's what you're looking for. So,
he's coming up next.
So what laser beam out of the ceiling and I just disappear.
That was the last we ever saw of him. This is actually a trap set up by Rupert to get you to say something.
Oh, God.
He's not here. He's busy combing Ovaltine through his hair. That's what he's been doing if you check the photo.
Oh, are you kidding? He's bathing the Bancroft family right now in New York. Sponging them. No, of course my views won't be expressed in the Wall Street Journal. But anyway, I guess they didn't really like the show, the higher-ups at Fox, including certain old gentlemen who run the show. They thought it was elitist. And,
oh, really? Elitist.
Yeah. And I think
you know what that is about? That's about that you have to watch it. Because, you know, a show like Everyone Loves Raymond, funny show, but you don't really have to watch it. You can be doing the dishes, you can wander out for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, Arrested Development, you've actually got to sit there and concentrate.
Well, I think that was the thing, you know, especially in the States, I don't know how it was here, but we received a lot of critical acclaim, which was great. And when the show first came out, it was just the reviews were fantastic. And I think that a certain part of the major part of the American viewing public felt like they were being told that they had to watch this show. So at a certain point, it felt like homework.
Yeah,
I know. I'm supposed to watch that show. Thanks. But really what they want to do is come home after work, turn on the TV, crack a beer, and just have the laugh, you know, the laugh back.
Yeah, go home with a laugh. Yeah.
And then they go, oh, that's familiar.
But the trouble is, elitist implies that it's highbrow. This is not a particularly highbrow show.
No, it's not. And we went out of our way. You know, Jason Bateman and David Cross and I would go out and do press, and we'd go out of our way to say, look, we're not highbrow at all. This is a show about jokes. We want people to laugh, and that's it.
And the visual, I mean, you don't see a lot of really top-quality visual humor on TV. Some of those
are funny home videos.
Sure. Yeah, obviously, really. People copying it in the nuts. But the magic trick, what was that magic trick you did outside? The one we're in the coffin? The coffin magic trick? I think Final Countdown would have been playing.
I don't like Ginos. I don't like the coffin. I'm not that guy from Big Bang Brother.
Yeah, you watching that?
No, I'm just really up on my Australian big cover.
But, you know, I hate to think.
That was the Aztec tomb, that one?
No, I think when you were going to go into your father's, you were going to play George Lucy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I sound like one of those douchey actors. Like,
what are you talking about?
what part of my body work are you referring to? I don't even remember.
But I mean, so busy.
Visual comedy. You know, there's nothing highfalutin about the development.
No, really, it is. I mean, you're joking about kicked in the nuts, but that's really what it is. I mean, it's just it's kicked in the nuts dressed up, you know?
I think one of the biggest, you know, there's always a moment when you're watching a show and you're going, this is 4-star. And then something happens and it suddenly becomes 5-star. Mm-hmm. And there was the episode where George Michael, the young son, was buying medical marijuana for Liza Minnelli. And then you had to arrange to teach him a lesson. So they said, can you hire some cops to surprise him on the jetty at the scene of the drug deal?
Yeah.
And what happened? Can you tell us what happened?
Well, first of all, I have these cops, but then all these other guys come out as well. I've hired these strippers.
The strippers who dress as cops.
And then there were other guys as well, you know, workmen. They're basically like the village people.
That was it, because the spotlight goes on.
Yeah.
And then disco music starts.
Yeah.
The guys are really tight. Cops costumes come running down the jetty, but then there's just one guy dressed as a red Indian.
Yeah.
And you go, that's 5-star.
And a construction worker. It was so funny when we were shooting that night. We're super giddy. It was the middle of the night. And the guy playing the construction worker kept coming out first. It made me laugh so hard. And so in one of the takes they ended up using it, I go, oh my God, it's all the cops and a construction worker. That's so stupid, you know. And we're always just trying to make each other laugh. It was really a lot of fun to make the show, I gotta say.
No, it is. And it's at your supermarket, so load up on the 3 series. But hey, let's not just talk about that. Blades of Glory is bloody funny as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that next. I'll get this.
I want to talk.
On Triple M, Will Arnett is with us. We just can't stop asking the nerdish Arrested Development question during the song. Richard Marx is asking the origin of the chicken dance.
Yeah, I can't take credit for it. It's not my idea, but I was part of the process. We built that dance from the ground up. I mean, grown men in their 30s dancing around like an idiot, going, yes, and that's your job. Yeah, I think that'll work.
Another day at the office.
Yeah.
I loved the episode where you had a suit on, and every time you referred to it, it was worth more than the time before. By the end, it was a $55,000 suit.
Yeah. That's pretty ridiculous. And if you remember in that episode, you catch one part of the first part of the scene, and you catch the end of the scene at the start of the scene,
yeah.
And then you go back and you see what happened at the...
Right.
And so you actually, they split up a swear word. They split up. Yeah. And that's how but that's how they get around it. And that's what it was all about on our show, was getting around the censors. And Mitch Hurwitz, who ran the show, who created and created all the characters, is really a genius guy. Was a master at dealing with the network and dealing with the censors, and they'd say, Mitch, you can't do that this week. And go, you're absolutely right, I shouldn't. And then he'd just do it anyway.
Was anything ever rejected?
Not really. I mean, honestly, he would go tit for tat. They'd write him a letter, and he'd write a letter back to the censor from Fox and belittle them in his letter, and then he'd hear nothing more from them. And he was so smart and so funny that they didn't know how to deal with him, you know?
Wow. Because, some of the filth that was coming out of Henry Winkler's mouth in some episodes.
Honestly, we were always surprised that when stuff got through, like, especially like the Henry stuff and just any of it, we were very surprised. And it was always, for Mitch, a challenge to get around the rules. And, you know, especially, you know, I don't know if you remember, there was an episode where we had a yacht called the C Word.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason says to me, get rid of the C Word. And Jessica Walter plays the mom, comes back in and says, I heard that, I'm not going anywhere. and really, I mean, how else could you, but it's such a great way to get to that joke, you know.
Jessica was just killer lines they gave her.
Yeah, oh man, she's a piece of work. She's a great lady, but, you know, and to tell you stories. We're not recording this, right?
No.
Okay, so let's get into it.
Okay.
No,
you want to hear some of those stories. And a lot of our listeners have been urging us to check out the commentary tracks on Arrested Development.
Yeah.
I know we've We're plugging the show now. We're plugging the commentary now.
Yeah, well, that's not nerdy at all. I've got a standee, but that's cool. You know what I mean?
All right, look, we've got to move on to Blades of Glory. June 21st, it comes out. It's, well, I think it's maybe the best ice skating movie since Ice Castle.
Really?
That's what I suggest.
What about Slapshot?
Yeah, that's more of a hockey film.
More of a hockey film.
What about Youngblood?
Oh, Youngblood.
It's hard to judge Slapshot. But yeah. I think that this is the best male pair of figure skating comedy to come out in a long time.
Yeah, that's true. Now, it's Will Ferrell and John Heder.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're out the front on the poster, but you're in the engine room, kind of the bad guy. I don't think that gives
you... I always like to be in the back, yeah.
And your wife plays your sister.
Yes.
That's not strange.
No. No, that's totally normal. And
well, it does lead to some very odd scenes towards the end.
Yeah. You know, in fact, in there were versions where they played up the incestuous nature of our relationship a little more. But, you know, this is we want the family to come and see this, you know.
Sure.
We want you to come out and bring the kids and have yourself a lap riot. And and you don't need to see brother and sister getting it on too much.
No, but
it was really fun. It was fun for us to do that together, I got to say.
And how much, I mean, watching the film, I can't work out when someone's really skating, when it's CGI. What, I saw a little bit of your work when you were coming on to, was it Conan O'Brien? And you skated on, that was you. You're pretty solid on this game.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, yeah.
Sorry, Jimmy Kimmel, sorry, yeah.
Well, I grew up in Canada, so I was born with skates on. And our poor mother. Anyway, God rest her soul. I knew how to skate a little bit. I had a leg up on everybody else in the cast, but still, figure skating was very, very new to me. I'd never done it before.
What I love is there's a great sequence where it's basically a chase. It's a running skating chase with you and Will Ferrell, and then they get the steps.
Yeah.
And an escalator. Yeah. Ice skates on an escalator.
They get stuck in the grooves.
Great scene.
Yeah.
Great scene.
And what I liked about that was, first of all, that chase scene took a week to shoot.
Really?
And there were so many pieces. I mean, honestly, it could have been a 25-minute sequence, and I think they're like, all right, we got to cut it down a little bit. But there's a great, you know, the chase goes on, and it sort of slows down and speeds up and slows down, and then they get caught in the escalator. And the air is completely let out of the middle of the chain. And they're forced to talk to each other.
And was that improv, that sort of stuff on the...
Oh, yeah, the stuff that was talking to each other.
That was great.
Improvised. And Will said, you know, he's the home run hitter of improv and goofing around. He's such a great guy.
Have you since done another film with...
We just finished another film, a basketball movie.
All right. It's after all the sports.
Yeah, and we're doing cribbage next week.
Oh, yeah.
It is so... Oh, my God. Yeah. It's pegs of glory. no. But it's actually... The basketball movie is... it's not just a pure sports movie. It's he plays a great character. It's super funny. He's got a real afro in it. His own hair. Yeah.
And how, we've never, I don't think I've ever even seen an interview with John Heder, best known as Napoleon Dynamite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's that bloke's story? What's he like?
What's he hiding? Come on, Will.
Long and short.
Yeah.
He was a guy, I actually just found this out today. I've known him for a couple of years now. That he made Napoleon Dynamite when he was still in college.
Wow.
And he came out right as he was still finishing college. I can't imagine. I would have messed that up for sure. I would have blown my 20s out. I mean, I did as it is, but nobody knew me. So.
Well, we've got someone on the line.
Here, we want you to meet Nate, your 8-year-old son.
Hello.
We want to
Mulatto.
Hear. Hey, are you really, have a think about this. We're just fizzling it up for the next break. Well, is this something that you're really good at that nobody knows about, some secret skill? Have a think. Don't say now.
Okay, good.
And then we're going to get the listeners to play. What's the name of the game?
What are you heaps good at?
Yeah, it's a high concept. It's next.
Lack of passion and generally incompetent.
Liam Will Arnett from Blades of Glory is with us in the studio. Well, we're just talking about something that happens over on your side of the world that we don't have here in Australia. That's people who are so fat they have to be craned out of their house.
I know. Isn't that terrific? Don't you love it? I think that if you're over a certain weight, you should be made to buy a house that's got a full side of it is on hinges.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Just to prepare.
Swing up.
I may get up to a ton.
That's the dream.
That's the dream.
How do they get that big? I mean, surely there's a point, you know, where...
I think it's probably like 591. When you get to 591 pounds, you go, oh, you know what?
I can lose a few.
Yeah. When someone's beating you with a bit of sandwich on a stick, you know, that's a sign.
That's a bad sign. When they can't get close, when your mouth is out of arm's reach, that's a bad sign.
Things that you're heaps good at, is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Today, some people might be heaps good at ice skating.
Yeah.
By those people in Blaze of Glory. Mm-hmm. What are you heaps good at?
Well, a couple things.
Yes.
Cigarettes.
Yeah,
I just have a talent for it. Yeah, it just really stuck with me.
Because you do a lot of voiceover work, and
I write it off. Obviously, I'm sponsored by Philip Morris. It's a great relationship we've had for the better part of 20 years, and I think that they're going to be there at the end.
No, I think so.
When they strap the oxygen to my nose, they'll be there holding my hand, right?
I love you.
Good people at Philip Morris.
Yeah.
So there's that. I used to be really good at drinking, and I graduated. I became grandmaster.
That was you.
I don't know if you knew about that level.
I'm not saying fairly well.
Yeah, and they present you with a necklace on a mountaintop, and all you can hear is the sound of your own soul rubbing up against the inside of your carcass.
So you gave that away.
Well, you have to once you reach that level.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I heard you guys talking about wee earlier.
Mm, yes.
And I love going to the bathroom. No. heard you talking about wee. I like Tiger Woods on wee.
The golf one.
Yeah, and I'm quite good at that.
As a virtual swing.
It's quite good. Yeah. It's embarrassing when you get a little bit of tennis elbow from playing a video game.
It's called wee-itis.
Yeah, it was wee-itis. Yeah. And you're 37, and you take a moment, and you realize that's happening. and you start avoiding going to things because you want to get a moment playing your wee.
I've been there. The table tennis got me.
You don't get it?
Oh, yeah.
You love it.
It's so touchy.
Do you go inverted with the things?
Traditional.
Traditional. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And, you know, the great thing about table tennis, you can gauge how good you are by the further you step away from the table.
Exactly right.
Once you're 10 feet off the table, you know you're doing well.
Yeah, if you're in the other room, you're just with an arm out swinging, you're good.
Yeah.
Just
making it cool.
Yeah. The same, you can make waffles and play.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
Richard Marsden pushes buttons on this show. Is there something you're heaps good at, Richard?
Last night I had a bit of a breakthrough. I'm very good at taming wild animals.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. There's a possum that comes into my yard every single night, and he's always been scared of me, or kind of aggressive. And last night I've been trying to get him to come closer and closer, just leading little bits of fruit out.
Yeah.
Last night I took a piece of apple from my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Fantastic.
What are you using?
A reality show. In the making.
The possum whisperer.
Try it with jet tickets. Sometimes that gets
you down.
You think so?
You need 100 more, Rich, then you've got an army, my friend.
I should get my mother down here. She's good at pushing buttons. I don't want to talk. I mean, I do, but I don't.
Hey, let's meet the listeners. They're good at stuff. You want to meet some of the people?
Oh, God, do I ever. I want to meet their voices.
The people who requested your presence here today, and have we got a special song just for Will Arnett?
Mm-hmm. Here it is.
This
I'm sure he's never heard.
In the meantime, call us now. Tell us what you're heaps good at. Have a word to Will Arnett, 133353. final countdown, the theme song for Job on Arrested Development, the man who plays him, Will Arnett, the man who's in Blades of Glory, coming to cinemas June 21, is here. And when we went into that song, Will started laughing. God, this is great. You're not going to play the whole song, are you?
And the problem is, obviously, when the song played, I had to dance. So I had to dance the entire time that we were away on the song there.
It was spectacular.
It was embarrassing.
What are you heaps good at, listeners? Who's got something, Ed?
Hey, Sam, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
Good, thank you. What are you heaps good at?
Well, got a couple of things. But firstly, guys, what are you doing playing Mika? I mean, I never thought I'd say this, but there are Nickelback songs better than that.
A lot of people disagree with you there, Sam.
Anyway.
Surely you're going to make up for that.
Almost.
All right, what's your skill?
All right, a couple things. Firstly, I'm great at getting parking tickets.
Oh. And what else?
I have an uncanny ability to be able to get the highest possible price on petrol when it starts to go down.
Okay, petrol prices. I don't know whether that would be an issue in the United States.
No, we don't have petrol. We only have gas.
Very difficult. Of course, not a problem.
Thank you, Sammy. Best of luck for the long weekend. Hello, Nims. How are you?
How's it going, Ed? Tone, all guys. How's it going?
We're excellent, man. What are you heaps good at?
I can sweat on command.
Would that be a skill that would be useful in the film industry?
Yes. Generally, get money from it because I'll dare someone, I bet you can't hold my hand without me slipping out of it.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's always up for a challenge thinking, I could. Yeah. And I just turn on the waterworks.
Well, obviously, as we move up to stage 5 water restrictions, you're going to be in demand.
Well, I'm currently standing on a lawn as we speak.
Do you have, I know actors, when they have their resume, they always have special skills.
Yeah.
Do you have anything like that, juggling or anything like that?
I can drive a stick shift.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can count from 10 down to 1 pretty well without messing up most of the time.
Can we top that?
G'day, Daniel. How are you?
Not bad. And yourself, guys?
Excellent. What are you heaps good at?
Picking continuity and other sort of flaws in movies. That's wrong. What's going on there?
Can you give us an example of one you've seen?
Like in Ace Ventura 2 when he first meets the bad guy.
What happens?
When he first meets the bad guy, the chess pieces on the table then come to another shot. There's no chess pieces anymore. And also, Will, I was wondering if your character's ever going to return to 30 Rock.
Maybe. We talked about it. I don't know.
I thought it was absolutely hilarious.
30 Rock is not actually shown on TV here, but we do have a large percentage of the population who like to just download things illegally.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Nobody needs money. that was a lot of fun to do that show. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's a Tina Fey.
Alec Baldwin. There's a great one I was watching where it's Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin walking up a corridor, and he's going, I've got to go and sort something out. And she's going, what's going on? And they're going, did you hear about that chemical factory explosion outside of Texas? And she's going, no. And he goes, good. But is it this continuity, people who love to find, the drink level changes, that's not actually because the filmmakers haven't been keeping an eye on things. It's usually because something's been cut out.
Yeah. There are people whose job it is to make sure that that doesn't happen. And usually when it does happen, it's because something messed up. They had to use a take or whatever it was. And obviously nobody likes it, but at the same time, there are instances where you can go through anything and find little things about it. One of my things that always drove me crazy was in Goodfellas. When they go through with the camera, it's more of a cinematic thing, but it's not really continuity. But when they go through the club and the Copacabana, that was too slow.
Who's going next?
Hey, Tim.
How you going, mate? I'm heaps good at fixing technology by bashing it.
Oh,
actually, there's been a couple of instances. I had a mate who had a phone. He comes up and he goes, all the buttons have stopped working on the phone. So he goes, I accidentally dropped it. So I said, give it here. Dropped it to the floor, had a couple of stomps, picked it up, bang. It's all working again.
Wow. You've got to start advertising the service.
Yeah, and I did it with an Xbox as well. I threw that one up against the wall, and, what happens at work.
See the ingenuity we've got down here?
It's incredible.
How do you go with technology? Are you someone who swears at your printer?
Well, I love technology. I'm a slave to it. Hey, look, if I had been in charge, nothing would have been built. We'd be all hovering under trees. And, even with our hands, believe me.
Hovering under trees. Sounds like fun. Yeah. Who's next?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, I'm young. Good, thanks.
Good. And what are you heaps good at?
Well, I'm trying to sort of go for the Australian Grand Champion drinker.
Yeah.
So I've sort of developed a pretty good skill at flicking my bottle caps.
No.
Rather than sort of building them all up in my yard, I can get them generally past my neighbour's yard and into the next one, so that's nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, obviously, you might want to write this name down, Will. Sports movies.
And I'll meet you at the corner of St. Kilda.
We have somebody who does have something special for you, Will. Can we go to Laura, please, Mr. Martin? Laura, are you there?
I'm here.
Say hello to Will Arnett.
Hello, Will Arnett. How are you?
Good. Hi, Laura.
What is your special skill?
I can do a fairly good Job impression.
All right. Now, you would have heard a few, I'm guessing.
I've had a few, you know.
I'm sure.
Let's hear, Laura.
Hello, Michael.
What about the party ship?
It sounds like you're good at remembering the lines.
The gaming ship.
Can't do it again.
Oh, hello, Michael.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Good job, Laura.
Two of you here, Will.
Where are we from? She doesn't sound like an Aussie.
I'm from Texas.
From Texas. They've got a lot of people who have to be craned out of their house there.
Who have we got there?
Oh, I think we're done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. We have not mentioned the fact that you were in The Sopranos, Will.
Yes.
Let's talk about that next on Get This. That would be him here at Get This on Triple M. Will Arnett is with us. Blades of Glory with himself and Will Ferrell and John Heder opens on June 21st.
And Amy Poehler.
Yes, and your missus, as we say in this country.
Yeah.
How does it go being in the... Have you done the same film together before?
Well, she came on Arrested Development a few times. Yes. I met my wife on that. And we've done... I did a little... cameo in a movie that she's got coming out next year. We're not a comedy team, per se. You know, we are a circus act, but and our life is, you know, we live in a fishbowl and it's a freak show. But
you know, that's why you called up. What did he want you to come back on? What was the 30 Rock?
Yes.
I guess one avenue that is close to you now is The Sopranos, because they have finished this week, I think.
Yeah, it does. Sunday night, I'm going to watch it when I get back next week. But, you know, it was a funny thing. I was on The Sopranos. I did a couple episodes, and I got a call. It was a couple years before Arrested Development. I got a call, and they said, look, David Chase has written this. He's got this character of the FBI agent. Now he wants to see her at home, and there's going to be a character. He doesn't know exactly what it is. Will you come in tomorrow just to meet him? I said, yeah, sure. So I went out to Queens in New York where they shoot it, and went out to the studio out there. And they said, look, we've actually got a line, one line, that he wants just to hear everybody say. I said, okay. So I went in the room with the casting director and David Chase, the grandmaster, and they said, and they gave it. I said, all right, they're going this. Looked at him, and they went,
oh, really?
Yeah. No, I pretended as if I'd gone up on my one, it was only the one line. And I think that's why I got the job.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And but it was a lot of fun to be there.
Yeah,
go on that show.
Don't give any spoilers away, because I've been done that thing. You go to CNN and I'll have it.
No,
I know.
There's all kinds of shocks coming.
I tell you, but then you probably just forget about it, right?
We have this great. We have our own Tony Soprano in this country, a man called Tony Mockbell.
Oh yeah, I love him. You know, he loves Greece, that guy.
He sure does.
You know that?
Yeah. But isn't it great?
I love his hat. I love that hat that he was wearing.
Catching on.
That's such a beautiful hat.
Isn't it great that they've caught him, like, just before the final episode of The Sopranos? Goes to air. That's a beautiful poetry there. What else have you got coming up we need to know about, Will? What other projects?
I've got a film coming up called Brother Solomon. And myself and a guy by the name of Will Forte is on Saturday Night Live.
Trying not to go too nerdish here, but that's directed by Bob Odenkirk from one of our favorites, Mr. Show.
Yeah, that's right. It's the second of eight films that Bob and I are going to do together.
First one being Let's Go to Prison.
Let's Go to Prison.
And really, let's.
All right, right. yeah, we did that film up for a bunch of... I mean, to be honest, I was mad. I was angry that we were overlooked by the Razzies.
They went for
a little man.
Snubbed
by the Razzies.
Did they go for little man?
Yeah, you put a little man's number. so there's that. Yeah, it's actually a really funny movie, Brother Song. It's a funny script written by Will Forte, and he and I play really stupid, naive brothers, but who are very positive. And find out that our father, who's in a coma, he's always wanted to have a grandchild, so now we've got to get a woman to have a kid for us.
Nice.
And they're really not good with the ladies, shall I say. And our dad, who we convinced Lee Majors to play our father.
He's in a coma the entire movie.
And I now get like Christmas cards from the $6 million man. It's so weird, but I have it front and center in my house. He and his wife in Aspen with their fur hats on. He's the greatest guy. And like, you know, he's very nice. I get calls from him all the time, and he'll be like, "Will, Lee Majors calling. Just wanted to say congratulations on Blade of Glory. We went and saw it on the weekend, and it was hilarious."
So bizarre. When his phone goes off, does he have da-na-na-na-na-na?
Yeah, exactly.
That.
Yeah. He always calls it 6 mil. When we were working on 6 mil. You know, he's got so many great stories. You know, when he was making that show, he lived in an apartment on the studio lot because he worked so much. So they had him there. He was like a robot. They just put him in there and he had no life. And Farrah Fawcett was she was a sophomore at University of Texas, and he said he brought her out there, and he claims that he picked the bathing suit out that she wore in that famous poster.
Yeah,
that
really
well done. I mean, how smart is he?
Yeah.
He just went into the college and went, "Yeah, I'll take that one."
And the pool guy, did he choose that as well?
I don't know about that. No doubt.
And, you know, speaking of people like that, you've managed in Blades of Glory to get the bloke who was the coach. What's his name? Yeah. Crazy Nelson.
Coach.
Yeah.
Oh, coach played coach.
I love it. Is that how it worked? We need someone to be the coach.
Yeah. How great is that? What a good sport he was, too. He's a really great guy. Very funny dude. Yeah, it was really a lot of great people in the movie. Nick Schwartzman, who plays the stalker, hanger. Really funny stand-up. Funny guy. I convinced Andy Richter to come and just do that one
minute. Literally,
he's just hanging around. I was like, "Andy, get down here."
And Luke Wilson shows up.
And Luke Wilson, such a funny guy. I don't really know Luke, but all the stories I hear about him crack me up. He's, I think, one of the funniest guys on a personal level.
Well, there's so many people we could get to. Do you mind sticking around for one more break with us, Will?
Not at all.
I think we've exceeded our order now. The publicist disagrees, but we'll see what happens during this time. I'll get this.
Pleasure.
It's been great, and it is our final show for 2 weeks, so I should thank Richard Marvel, Mary Sutton, Nicky Hamilton. was simply Michael.
Recording this, right?
No, no, no.
Okay, so let's get into it.